Hello, welcome everyone. My name is Karen.
And I'm Laura.
I'm Kevin.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're going to be talking about two main questions. The first one is, since life always ends in death, how can it have meaning? And the second is, does my existence matter? So we're all just going to take a minute and just kind of comment on this.
Yeah, so the major way that I found to evaluate these questions was looking at literary pieces and pulling quotes from there. And so the question that I mainly addressed, as Karen stated before, was, since life always ends in death, how can it have meaning? And basically the take I took on this was kind of finding ways to pass on values or break boundaries for future generations so you can have impact beyond your years of life. And so the major book that I found this in, well, I gathered a couple of quotes, but a book that I found that represented this well was The Awakening. And a quote that I found was, or stated, a feeling of exhaustion overtook her, as if some power of significant import had been given her to control the working of her body and her soul. She grew daring and reckless, overestimating her strength. She wanted to swim far out where no woman had swum before. Her unlooked-for achievement was the subject of wonder, applause, and admiration. And so basically in this quote, it's referring to Edna Pontellier and the way she was able to, once again, break boundaries for women in this time. And she wanted to be more independent. And in this book, you can kind of see that the generic role for women is kind of caring for the kids, caring for the family, and she wanted to do more than that. And so her swimming out further than any woman had swum before was kind of a symbol for how she wanted to do things that would set things in motion for future generations and have an impact beyond her life. And that's what I found.
And yeah, Jake kind of took a route that was more based on literary resources. I actually picked a painting that I feel like is relevant to this topic. I chose The Two Fridas by Frida Kahlo. And basically in this one painting, she has shown two self-portraits of herself side by side. The one on the left is wearing very elaborate clothes of that time, more European, and during that time, a lot of women chose to dress that way to kind of show their status as with really elaborate hairstyles and clothes. But other women, especially Kahlo, was chose to wear more indigenous simple clothing, which is what she is shown wearing in the portrait on the right. And the two women are holding hands, and they are also connected by a vein that's going from each of their hearts, which she paints the hearts on the outside of their body. And the reason that I kind of chose this is because you can really tell that the artist is trying to show like her internal conflict of what the world is saying that who she should be, this really elaborate, dressing nice, having a fancy hairstyle, kind of showing the world that, hey, like I am somebody, and then who she really wants to be, which is somebody who's, you know, more simple, like she, who's more how she feels comfortable. And one of the quotes that she's actually said, especially about this piece, is, I'm the person I know best. So I just think it's really interesting how she was able to understand that she's going to find more satisfaction and more happiness in being who she feels like she wants to be, and then who society wants her to be, and then kind of like finding a balance between the two. So.
All right. And so I also sort of took on this question from a literary standpoint, and I more so focus on the question of, since life always ends in death, how can it have meaning? And one character that we read about, Holden from The Catcher in the Rye, is really, he cares a lot about questioning what our life means and how we can fulfill it, and very much about like how adults are so different than children and how adults kind of find meaning in their own life. And so one quote from him was, and I'm standing on the edge of some crazy cliff. What I have to do, I have to catch everybody if they start to go over the cliff. I mean, if they're running and they don't look where they're going, I have to come out from somewhere and catch them. That's all I do all day. I'd just be the catcher in the rye and all. I know it's crazy, but that's the only thing I'd really like to be. I know it's crazy.
Yeah.
And so from this quote, I think you can just really see that for Holden, he finds the meaning of life in helping other people. And at this point in his life, he's a teenager about our age. And so for him, he can see the meaning of life in helping others and maybe being a mentor for younger children, as it kind of seems like he's intending in his quote. But I think it's also important to realize how a meaning of life can change as you grow up throughout your own life. And especially as we're getting ready to go to college, seeing how the meaning of life will soon change for us. And then getting older, maybe getting married, have kids, and then your life really revolves around so many other people and how that can really change your view on life. So that's kind of how I took this question.
So for me, I also use a literary device, a literary works to explore the meaning of life and how life can have meaning when it always ends in death. So for my literary choice, I use Oedipus Rex, which was a ancient Greek tragedy. And in Oedipus Rex, it focused on fate as one of the main themes, and fate ties into question as fate. Greeks believed in fate, which was that lives were always predetermined before birth. So if your life was always already planned out, how could your life have meaning? So for some quotes from Oedipus Rex that I used were, "Now as we keep our watch and wait the final day, count no man happy till he dies, free of pain at last. And also, if you are the man he says you are, believe me, you were born for pain." So for an Oedipus Rex, Oedipus was already cursed to have sleep with his mom and also kill his father. So because of this prophecy, his parents took measures to try to prevent it and try to kill him before anything happened. But as his life unraveled, he ended up completing the prophecy and killing, and brought the prophecy to truth and made it happen. So since the things he tried to do to prevent the prophecy from having ever worked, and everything ended up as the fate said it would suggest that there wouldn't really be any meaning in his life, since all the things that he tried to do to stop it didn't work out, and he ended up in a lot of pain and with no happy ending.
I think another thing worth mentioning is a book that we read last year called Into the Wild, which told the story of Chris McCandless. And basically what his story is he was very unsatisfied in his life, just doing everything that he was supposed to do to have a happy life, kind of the American dream, you know, going to school, going to college, having money, like knowing exactly what you're going to do, what you're going to do when you wake up in the morning. He was very unsatisfied with that. Like, he didn't find any real meaning in his life. So one day he decided to just drop everything and just start traveling, start experiencing new things. Like, he really kind of, in an extreme way, rejected very materialistic things in favor for experiences and like seeing and experiencing nature and meeting new people and going on adventures. And I just think it's interesting, like, maybe not to that complete extent of, you know, burning your money and not talking to your family, because I think that that has some flaws in it, but just the idea of you can definitely find meaning in going out into nature and going on adventures and meeting new people and having these different experiences can really add value to your life.
So what we can basically see from pulling all of these pieces and analyzing different things is the meaning of life changes for everybody vastly. And basically how you view life is how you can approach adding meaning to your life. And for Christmas candles, it was, of course, trying different things. And bread in a pontillion was breaking boundaries and setting a path for future generations. Things along those lines where it changes every time. So to get an exact answer for this question is pretty impossible. You can set general answers, but to find a real precise answer, you're going to need to do it for from an individualistic standpoint, I'd say.
All right. Well, thank you guys for just listening in on our perspectives on what gives life meaning and if our existence matters or not. And yeah, goodbye.